Civil servant Wang Marol from the Upper Nile State Relief and Rehabilitation Commission says he expected to see his salary increased by 100%, which was supposed to happen when the state paid workers the July arrears, according to a directive by President Salva Kiir. He says when he received his salary arrears, he realized his salary went up by only 70%. Marol says the payment also failed to include bonuses and allowances per a circular issued by the national government.
The top up of salary from the president of South Sudan, Salva Kiir Mayardit, has hurt 100% to all civil servants in South Sudan. When the money were received, the July money salary, the amount was not 100%, and also they reduced the allowances, but now the money are now less. There is no allowances, and also is not 100%, because the 100%, a one who receives 5,000 should receive 10,000 South Sudanese pounds, but now they are not receiving such amounts.
Civil servants Mading Malwala Luong from the Ministry of Education says the civil servants in Malakal staged peaceful demonstrations on Tuesday and Wednesday because state authorities failed to implement the new salary structure. He says the state officials threatened the civil servants and tried to force them to accept their salaries so the workers walk off the job.
There was threat from as a serious forces who were being directed to crack us down. That is a threat we only experienced, but the police has intervened. Police intervened directly to tell them that this is a constitutional right in order for them to do any demonstration which is there in the constitution, and they have to protest as long as there is no violence, and that is the...
Marol says civil servants' efforts to dialogue with the state authorities have all been in vain because the authorities refused to meet with them. Marol urges the national government in Juba to intervene, and so civil servants in Upper Nile states are given their full rights, just as in other states.
Yes, the government in Juba is to make response because he's the one increasing the money, he's the one topping up the money. But when the leaders in the state, they say this money were not being brought by their government, then they're supposed to intervene and make a feedback. It can form a committee, and then the committee can come to Malakal and where and inform to give a full feedback to a civil servant. Then the civil servant are to do what? Are to be sure they don't have allowances. But some of the state, they receive a full payment, like in Jonglei.
Marol says civil servants have not been paid for about 5 months. Efforts to reach Upper Nile Governor Budok Anyang and State Finance Minister Pal Deng for comment were unsuccessful, as several calls to their phones went unanswered. Devin Nyang, the Minister of Cabinet Affairs in Upper Nile States, says the state government is negotiating with the civil servants over the matter.
They were engaged and they are negotiating a solution. It was a strike, but now I think the situation is calm and the government is working on how to address their issues. And there are some services that they were also demanding. So these things they were told to be addressed. That's no problem.
3 weeks ago, hundreds of government employees in Jonglei State rejected their lower-than-expected salaries and staged demonstrations to protest what they termed the state's modified salary structure. Last week, a committee tasked by President Salva Kiir to investigate the root causes of the protests ordered the state to pay the workers according to the new salary structure. This week, the civil servants called off their strike after they received their salaries with additional allowances according to the new salary structure. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.